Raise your hands toward Brother Brandon. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this young man standing before you today, Father. We thank you for the love you put in his heart and the word you put in him, Father. We ask you now to open his heart, open his mind. Let him speak the words you provided unto him, Father, and let us receive them. Father, continue to bless this young man. Keep him your king. This in all things I ask in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Children's Church. Guess what? I had time to prepare. Huh? Can you believe that? That's amazing. Pastor David came to me and said he was going on vacation. I said, no problem, brother. You know I got your back. So while he's enjoying his vacation, continue to pray for him and Sister Linda that they have a good time and get that much-needed relaxation. Everybody needs to recharge the batteries every once in a while, right? I mean, you got to have it. If you don't, you know. Amen. So just that they give Traveling Mercies back, come back to us safely, and amen. Wow. All right. It's been a while since I've done a Sunday morning, hasn't it? Amen. All right. So I got to get through the nerves part and just get right to it. But I think I have something, I don't know, hopefully relevant for today. Been dealing with my heart for a while. So we're going to see how it goes. All right. You with me? All right. We all in the same ship together. You got to paddle with me. I can't do it all alone. You know what I mean? All right. Many hands make light work, right? All right. Here we go. So if you have your Bibles and you care to do so, turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. And when you have found that, please stand for the reading of the Word this morning. Everybody there? Amen. We're going to begin reading at verse number 1. So, and it reads like this in the King James Version. It says, "And it came to pass, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare them children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and the beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." Anybody ever been to that extreme? He said, that's it. I'm wiping everything out. Shh, done. Everybody been so mad about anything where you just said something like that? Like, I'm completely done. I'm absolutely finished. But I like this next part. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We're going to stop right there. Title of today's message, But Grace. If you would pray with me one more time, we'll get this party started, all right? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for the opportunity to stand before your people and oh, so great a people, Lord God, and to deliver your word. I thank you for the ability. Father, I thank you for the anointing. And God, I ask that I need it one more time this morning, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto thee. And Father, let it go forth and do exactly as you have it to do this morning. And Father, we'll be sure to give you glory, honor, and praise for it all. And let the altar be a product of your spirit. And you alone get glorification for everything that happens in this house today. And Father, we'll be sure to thank you for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. You may be seated. You know, we've talked about butts before, right? Not physical butts, but butts as in expression. Wherever you hear a but, usually everything before that really doesn't matter. You know, here we are, we're describing the beginning days, and he's talking about how the sons of God, the fallen, have found wives and women, and they've bear children, and everything's going crazy, chaotic, and out of order, and it's just really bad, and it's to the point where God says, I see it, I'm done with it, but there's that but. You know, we use it in describing people, you know, like say, well, Brother Brandon, he's a great guy, he's nice, he's kind, he's this, he's that, but. That means everything that you just mentioned right then really doesn't matter anymore. It's like, it's gone, it's done. It's all we're focusing on is the part after. See, but God turns it around. He doesn't do it in such a negative way. He lists all the negative. And then he goes, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What makes Noah so special? What makes Noah find grace? Has anybody read any more about Noah? I've read all around. It doesn't describe him as a great man. You know, we live in the days of where we put people on pedestals, right? But somebody can run a football. Oh, man, let's hear how he feels about politics because he can run a football. He's great, you know. We put people in high esteem. Well, they're a great singer. So they should talk about whatever they want to. We hold them in high regard. This person's got a lot of charisma. He's great. He's thick. We put people on pedestals and we hold them in high esteem and we think that they have the laws and the liberties to do and say whatever they want to. But you know how God views people? We're all in need of the same thing. It doesn't matter what your talent is. It doesn't matter what your ability is. We're all same in the eyes of God. We're all in need of salvation. That's what he sees. Now, he loves your talents. He's blessed you with talents and abilities, and he wants you to use him for his glory, no doubt. But that's not his main priority. His main priority is you and me. We're all the same in the eyes of God. Why is it that we put people on pedestals? See, God doesn't list Noah as a great man. He doesn't list him as perfect. He just says he found grace in the eyes of God. I mean, now the Bible does get in some Bible characters, you know, it does talk about, you know, Moses was the meekest on the earth. Solomon was the wisest. You know, it gives them all their... Yeah. But in this special purpose, it doesn't give him anything. It just says he found grace. So it made me question within myself, what does a man have to do to find the grace of God? What does God see in a man to say, I'm going to pour grace? Hold on, let's talk about something. What is grace? Anybody have any idea what grace is? There it is. That's the exact two words I was looking. Unmerited favor or undeserved favor. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it either. But you know what? God's willing to give it anyway. So does God choose who he gives it to? He loves us all the same, right? We're all the same in the eyes of God. So why did Noah find grace? How is it obtainable for Noah to have favor? You want to know what I think it was? It wasn't perfect person. He wasn't superhuman strength. He probably wasn't good looking, but it doesn't matter. It's not I believe it. He had the right mindset. I believe he had the attitude, just like we're talking this morning. He knew his place in the world. His place wasn't better than anybody. He didn't look down upon all the chaos that was going on. He looked as everybody as the same. I believe he was a humble person. James chapter 4. Verse number 6, if you would. You don't have to. I'm going to read it to you anyway. So, James chapter 4, verse number 6. Everybody there? All right. It says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud." But what does he give grace to? The who? I believe Noah was a humble man. I believe Noah didn't care about what people thought about him. I don't think Noah looked himself any better than anybody else. He was a humble man. Of all the people God chose, he chose Noah. And this is proof right here. It says, he gives grace, unmerited or undeserved favor to those that are humble, those that know their place. Noah knew one thing that he needed in this life. He didn't need money. He didn't need fancy clothes. He didn't need the best job. He needed God. And I believe so far and far we're getting away from what's really important. We need God in our lives in every aspect of every day. So many times we're going through life and when thing gets hard and God's not moving fast enough, we decide to handle it ourselves. Well, God, if you're not going to do it, guess what? I am. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll sit back and watch the show and you'll come back. We got a story on that too. Don't bear with me. I'm just, getting us pumped and primed for the next segment. When things are going good, oh man, I got money on the hip. I got this going on. God's blessing me left and right. I don't need to go to church today. Everything's great. I don't need God. Uh-oh. So every aspect we look at it, we find a reason or an excuse to not need God anymore. Oh, look at this. I ran out of peanut butter. I can't go to church today. We find every excuse that we can to stay away from God, and we don't realize how much we need Him. We think high of ourselves. We put a lot of prestige on this flesh and blood and our attitudes and everything. But the only attitude that gives grace is the attitude of humility. That I need you, God. Proverbs 13:15 says, good understanding gives favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. And what that means is that unmerited or undeserving favor. When we have a good understanding of the working relationship with God, that pours favor into our lives. We realize that it's not by our abilities or our talents or what we tell people or what we don't tell people or our actions. We realize that it's everything comes from above. What? Every perfect gift comes from... Right. Everything comes from God. We need to realize that we need Him upon every aspect and every event of our lives. And when we do that, we can come into church with a song in our heart. We can come into church not worried about what our neighbor thinks. Because we're not here for the neighbor, right? We're here for God. I need God today. I need to get through my week. I need God in my life. I need to sharpen myself. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. 27:17 of Proverbs, right? We need to spend time with God because that's the only thing that can change us. On myself, I can't change me. How shall a man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to thy word. You put that Bible down and you don't talk with God, guess what? Ain't nothing going to change. You're going to be exactly what you were from beginning. Let's go to an Old Testament book, and while we're turning there, Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, verse number 28. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible because this is the full circle of grace in action right here. And it's a pretty lengthy passage of Scripture, so just bear with me, but I got to read the whole thing to you. I got to read it to you. This will show us exactly all the points that I've been trying to make this morning. We all know who King Nebuchadnezzar is, right? No? Okay. Well, you're about to find out who King Nebuchadnezzar is. Everybody there? Amen? Need a few minutes? King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4, verse number 28. Bear with me now. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Me, 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 me." We're living in a day of me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Don't look at them. No, it's me. It's about me. Me, me, me. What about me, God? What about me? I don't care about them. What about me? Look at what he's saying. He's saying, look at this great Babylon that I have built by my hands. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, verse number 31, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And 7 times or 7 years shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and it giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the honor, the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase or humble. Oh, man. See, grace is not about your works or your righteousness. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. God doesn't pour favor on a man's life because they're good or bad or because they're this or that. He pours favor on their life because they're a humble person. They understand the necessity. And let me tell you something, saints. There's nothing like the favor of God. No favor of man can compare to the favor of God. Because when you're walking in the favor of God, man, there can't nobody touch you. Oh, man, that was a time to shout, say amen, run the aisles a couple times. When you're walking in the favor of God, nothing can stop it. Nothing. He's going to do it. Because who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop the plan of God if you're walking in it? God's not going to stop it. It's his plan. Satan ain't going to stop it because he's not powerful enough. You only know who can stop the plan of God? Oh, you've heard this before. We're the only ones, saints. We're the only ones that can stop God's plan from happening in our lives. And it's by that attitude right there. God, look at my circumstance. Don't you see where I'm at? If you don't help me, I'm never going to serve you again. Anybody ever said that? You bunch of liars. You in the church house lying like that. God Almighty knows. I'm done, God. I'm hanging it up right now. Like Jeremiah, I tried not to speak, but it was like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't turn away. We got to have this humble attitude, the necessity of God. Now let's make it personal this morning. Where are you at with God? You feel like God's neglected you? Have you had a me, my attitude? Look, cast it off. Realize that you need God. Realize that it's not about circumstance, because we all see right here, the circle was complete. He started in the kingdom. Everything he had, look what I have done. He said, to this day, you're going to be eating grass in the field. 7 years from the kingdom to living in the wilderness. Said his hair grew like feathers and had fingernails as long as talons. He said, but after 7 years, my mind came back to me and I remembered. I remembered who was in control. I remembered who sets up and who puts down. I remember it was all by my attitude why I got put in this place. What place are you in this morning? Are you there because it's your attitude? Are you prideful? Are you resisting something that you should be doing? Is God calling you to do something, but you can't do it because of pride? Are you putting yourself first? All right. Don't shout me down. But realize it's not by your hand. It's by God's hand. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse number 19. And we're getting ready to close, I promise. Ha! Somebody laughed. Romans chapter 5.
Thank God for that man.
Romans chapter 5, verse number 19. Everybody there? Need a little more time? It says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Who's he talking about? Come on. Adam. That's right. By his disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Who's that? There we go. All right. Y'all are fast. I like that. That's good. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. See, nothing can stop grace. You got to understand that God is sitting on the edge of his seat right now, ready to pour grace into our lives in every aspect. Of course, he's already done it. I mean, but I'm talking that favor of every aspect of your life. And all he's waiting for is a humble attitude to do it. He's waiting for that right attitude. Man, attitudes change everything. I mean, when you just say, you know what, God, no matter how long it takes, no matter how far I have to go, no matter what I have to go through to get there, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to take it upon myself. I'm not going to go until you tell me to go. I'm not going to do until it's time to do it. If you're willing to trust him in every aspect, oh my goodness, saints, there's nothing he would hold back from you. There's nothing he'll hold back. He told Peter, he said, upon that rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell
shall not prevail against it. And he said, and I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Everything that's, see, people are so stingy, man.
If I got something, I'm not willing to share it. You know, I'm just like a toddler, little person. If it's mine, it's mine. I don't want to give it to you. It's mine. But see, God's not like that. If it's his, it's yours. We get so humanly minded that God is going to withhold things from us, but that's not how God works. God's like, if it's mine, it's yours. You need it, you got it. He's willing. But if we're King Nebuchadnezzar, forget it, God. I don't care about your timing. I got to make this happen now. And I hope you like the taste of grass. You know, because you're going to be eating it for a while. I mean, but grace. God was willing to wipe out everything. You heard it. I'm going to kill everything. Man, woman, child, creeping thing, birds, everything. But he said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Come on, musicians. We're closing. It's all in our attitude, saints. We've got to understand that we need God in every aspect. We can't think that it's upon a person's abilities. You think this is my ability up here. You'd have asked me 15 years ago, I could stand and talk in front of people, I'd have told you you're out of your mind. It ain't ability. It's a humble attitude. A person was telling, I had a friend at work tell me the other day, he said, Brandon, and there's a couple of them that I make a point to talk to every day. They said, Brandon, we got foul mouths. We talk dirty. We this, we that. You seen us at our absolute worst. And you still hang around us. Why do you do that? They know who I am. They know what I do. I said, because that's what I would want somebody to do to me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I said, I would want someone to talk to me on a daily basis. I extend my hand to you. To show you, you may not deserve my company, but I'm willing to give it anyway because that's what God did to me. I may not deserve His company, saints, but He's willing to give it to me anyway. Y'all missed it. There it was right there. You didn't deserve His company, but He's willing to give it to you anyway. He's willing to give it right now. Whatever you need, saints. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. The altars are open. But grace. But grace. If you have a need this morning, we'll pray with you. Come forth. As the musicians are playing, take time this morning. Realize the opportunity is before you to draw close unto God. James said, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. We are the ones that decide the fate. Thank you, God. Thank you for this. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for grace. We thank you for that undeserved, unmerited favor that you pour in our lives. And we ask that you would continue, God. Help us to have the right attitude. Help us to be humble in your sight. Help us, Lord, to realize what we need this day, this hour, and every day. In everything that we do, God.
I ask you to reach now and touch these in the altar, Lord. You see the needs. Minister mightily. Father, I ask you to pour yourself under their lives and their situations. And we'll thank you for it this day, this hour. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, saints. He's good to us. Amen. He's good to us, saints. That's why I said earlier, do we realize where we really are? Do we realize what we really came here for? It's to humble ourselves in the sight of God. Because that's the only way grace is poured out. You read it. I read it. We saw it, right? Okay, it's there. I didn't make it up. Amen. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord today. I hope something was said, a word of encouragement. I hope you received everything you came needing this morning. I thank each and every one for taking time, and I know God does too, and I'm sure
He'll bless you for it. As we get ready to close out in prayer, just continue to remember Brother and Sister Linda. Brother and Sister. Brother David, Sister Linda. I'll get it right here in a minute. As they're on their way, remember Miss Sierra. She's getting ready to go off into a new chapter in her life. Remember Brother Don, Sister Jeannie, their baby birds leaving the nest. So just be praying for them as well. That God will comfort them and protect them. All of the above. Amen. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Billy if he would to close us out in prayer this morning.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you and just thank you and praise your holy name that you've been in the midst of us all the time, because we carry you with us. But let us bring you forth, Lord, as we go from this house into the mission field, not to forget to tell someone about you and all the wonderful blessings you can do on each and every one. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.